This is Hacker Public Radio, episode 3919 for Thursday, the 10th of August, 2023. Today's show is entitled, How I Hacked My Voice. It is the 50th show of Tuku Turo To, and is about 16 minutes long. It carries a clean flag. The summary is Tuku Turo To talks about what she's doing to change her voice.
Hi, this is Tuula Turto, and you are listening to the Hacker Public Radio. Today's episode, I'm not talking about a Haskell, surprise, surprise, but rather I'm talking about how I hacked my voice. So, if you have been listening my episodes over time, you might have noticed that my voice have changed a little bit over the years. And this episode will be about how I did that, what kind of things I did to achieve that. So for the record, I use the sound something like this. I'm reading out weekdays in Finnish.
Maanantai, tiistai, keskiviikko, torstai, perjantai, lauantai, sunnuntai.
And nowadays, if I do the same thing, it sounds like maanantai, tiistai, keskiviikko, torstai, perjantai, lauantai, sunnuntai. So there's a noticeable change in there. So whole process took maybe a couple of years. I was doing it every day, but I wasn't doing exercises every day. But I was working with the voice more or less every day in some manner. So the first resource I looked into, like so many other people, because that is a very recommended resource, is the Transvoice Lessons channel in the YouTube. There will be a link in the show notes for that. And there's a lot of exercises, a lot of really interesting theory and science behind the voice. There's tons and tons of videos there. So I started with that. And basically the first thing, there's three video series there that talked about very basic things, how to change your voice. So I started with figuring out what's the difference between chest voice and head voice. The problem with voice is that, or rather the challenge with the voice is that when we speak, we tend to speak very instinctively. We don't really think how all the muscles in our body are moving and how they produce the sound. We just do it. We learn that as a babies, and then we do it instinctively. We don't really think about that. So a lot of the theory was really tricky to get, because if it says that contract this specific muscle to change your voice like this, you have no idea what that muscle is. You might see a picture, but if you haven't trained that muscle, it's really hard to do anything with that muscle. You cannot just start doing that. But the exercise they had were easy in a way that they said that try to make sound like this, and then try to make the sound like this, and you start mimicking those sounds, and from there you learn to control all those muscles that change the voice, because the voice is produced by the vocal folds in your throat, and then it is amplified and filtered by the rest of your head, basically. So the chest and head voice, the chest voice is the word is timbre. You can think, when you speak, you can sort of feel the voice coming from your abdomen or from your chest. And then you try to switch it to come from your head. It really doesn't change the location where it comes from, but the feeling helps you to manage the voice production in a way that it switches to sounding differently. So
instead of producing it in deep of your body, you you can do it like you produce a vowel and then try to move higher. So you go like ah, and at the end you are at the head voice. And if you keep continuing to the higher, you end up with the falsetto. That sounds very comical and might be useful sometimes, but it's not very useful. Very useful when speaking. And at that point, it helps if you are holding your finger on the larynx and you can feel how it is moving. And then I started doing the exercise where I just try to lift the larynx in on my throat and give it up, because that changes the voice, because it shortens the distance of the voice, so it goes on the higher sounding, more feminine sounding. Because the thing is that while the pitch of the your speech or voice has effect on if it's perceived as a male or female, the resonance has even bigger effect on that. And the transverse lessons talks about this a lot more detail. But basically, it's not just the pitch, but also the resonance on your voice that changes how it is perceived. So I was just trying to hold my larynx up, first with the voice producing a sound, and then just trying to hold it up without producing a sound, and basically just trying to keep it at high as long as possible, and then letting it drop, and then lifting it up. Basically, just like doing a muscle training with weights. It's because the muscles that move it weren't used to that, so they got tired very quickly. So I just had to train them to be stronger and regain control of moving the larynx. And at this point, I switched trying to use the new voice in everyday speech. And I sounded really breathless and funny when I did. But I just decided that it's the easiest if I don't do it only training 15 minutes a day or some amount of day, but try to keep doing that all the time, because then my body gets more used to it quicker. And one funny trick was that I was reading my social media feed aloud, and just reading it aloud, but people were posting and trying different voices for different people, and just playing with the voice, seeing what works and what not, and what kind of things I can do. And because there was nobody listening that, at least I hope nobody wasn't listening at that point, but it was very low pressure and gave me an opportunity to play with the voice and see what I can do and how things affect to each other. Okay, and the next big improvement I figured I was told was adding a little bit of twang into my voice. And of course, that's again, if somebody comes and says, hey, add a 5% more twang into your voice and it sounds better, you don't know what that means unless you have studied that stuff. But I had this coach actually told me that you can just pretend to be a witch, like old croaking witch who is speaking with a funny voice. And that just helped me to realize what the twang is. So if I imitate a witch, it sounds like, I am the evil witch. And creaking is produced by the twang. Of course, at that point, I'm adding it a lot more than I'm doing it now. I'm still doing it, but not at that high level. And there's a there's a little flap in your throat that closes. It's basically a, you can imagine it's a selector between your windpipe and with your digestive tract. So when you are speaking, you're speaking from the windpipe, but when you are drinking or eating, that flap moves and directs the content into your stomach. And you can control that flap. If you close it a lot, you get a creaking sound, but if you close it just a little bit, you actually get a clearer and more strong sound, like voice that carries a longer distance. And doing that witch impersonation, I was doing that, and then I was reading weekdays, and then I was just doing the vowels, like just doing the vowels and training to control that little aspect, and basically again strengthening the muscles and learning how to use that. And now that I have some idea how that works, I can add it just a little bit when I'm speaking normally. And if I'm speaking in a place where there's a lot of noise or there's a lot of people, so that I have to have a voice that carries a further away, then I can add it a little more. It still sounds natural. I'm not going to do it here because it actually gets quite loud and might hurt your ears. But anyway, that having the control of that means that I can move on the scale, like no twang or lot of twang, or even that which impersonation. And another thing, I don't actually know how it works, where it affects, is that the coach said that you can pretend that you are smiling. You don't actually have to smile, but you, pretending to think of, like she was talking about inner smile. It sounds really silly, but it works. You can do it first, you smile very widely, and that changes again your voice, because of course the smiling changes how your face looks like, it changes the oral cavity, shape of the oral cavity, and that changes how the how your voice is filtered and amplified. And that of course directly affects to how you sound like. So that was the second thing or third thing. And these three things basically is what I learned to do, and it changed my voice quite a bit, as you can hear. Okay, and then I have the problem that my voice gets tired eventually. If I talk long time, it gets tired, it gets scratchy and raspy in my throat. So I asked about what to do about this. And the coach gave me couple simple tricks that I can use. First, the most important is staying hydrated. I have to drink enough over the course of the day, because if I'm not drinking enough water, it directly shows how I sound like. The second one is that using the resonator tube. It's about 20 centimeters long metal pipe or thin tube, about the size of a pencil basically, that I one end is placed into the water, and I'm making a vowel sound from the another end, and just going up and down in the scales, and the water adds the back pressure, and somehow that calibrates how my voice sounds. It's it's fascinating. I was quite skeptical, but after trying that out, it noticed that it really works. And the third one is because it's hard to carry the cup of water and a metal tube with you all the time. It's just doing the R sound and just going up and down on the scales, like just. And that has the similar effect. It's not as strong, but it's strong enough. Okay, and that's basically all the tricks that I have done to change my voice. In the transvoice lessons, there's a lot more things that you can do, but a lot of those are quite a bit more involving and requiring more practice. And I have to say that I'm too lazy to do those consistently or even figure out how to those works. Maybe I get back to those at some point, but currently I'm quite happy how I sound like. So that's how I hacked my voice. So if you have questions, comments or feedback, leave a comment in the comment field, comment box, whatever, or even better, record your own episode. You can also email me at tuula.turu@octaeder.net. That's all for today.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. Today's show was contributed by a HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hosting for HBR has been kindly provided by anhonesthost.com, the Internet Archive, and rsync.net. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International License.